Thank you and good morning. The weekly boxed beef and feed cow report was released. Ed Zerwin of USDA Market News has the weekly boxed beef trade recap for the week ending June 9th.
The Daily Spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 226.21, which was $1.32 lower compared to the previous Friday. And that Daily Choice Rib Primal, which is the main driving force for the grilling rally, it finished the week on Friday $6 higher at $3.85. But last year it jumped $15 during the same week, and it was $4.36, and that pulled the Daily Choice cutout up to $2.51 last year. And there were 644 loads sold for the week in the daily box beef cutout, which was about 10% of the total sales. And the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, it was $220.84, and that was $1.52 lower. And there was 6,559 total loads sold for the week, which was 590 loads higher than the previous week. And the outfront sales, which don't get delivered for at least 22 days, they were 1,259 loads, which was 129 loads higher than the previous week. And the largest outfront sales this week, there was 1.4 million pounds of choice round products, with average prices that were 7 to 19 lower than the average formula prices for the same products. Also, there was almost 1 million pounds of brisket that was 31 lower, and almost 1 million pounds of choice short loins that were 152 lower. So very big drop in outfront prices again this week. And the exports as reported on this box beef report were 889 loads, and that was 74 loads higher compared to the previous week. And the formula sales, they were 3,394 loads, and that was 243 loads higher than last week, and about 52% of the total loads sold for the week. Now, taking a quick look at the major primal cuts, the weekly average choice chuck and round primals were 3 to 4 lower, and the weekly average choice rib and loin primals were both 1 higher. And the cow meat prices dropped quite a bit, which is not normal this time of the year. The daily cow cutout ended the week $1.79 lower at $175.36, and those 90% trimmings were $3.55 lower at $2.20 on Friday compared to the previous Friday. And the latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for week ending June 2nd, it showed 20,656 metric tons of fresh beef, which was about 900 metric tons higher than the previous week. And year-to-date, the total volume was 5% higher than last year. And looking at the top four countries' year-to-date volume, Australia was steady with last year, Canada was 9% higher, New Zealand was 11% higher, and Mexico was 3% higher. Thank you. This has been Ed Zerwin with CZ Cattle Market Analytics, LLC, in Amarillo, Texas.
Ed Zerwin of USDA Market News brings a weekly feedlot and finished cattle trade recap for the week ending June 9th.
The feedlot cattle trades jumped up $4 to $5 in some areas late in the week, with a very big jump in formula and calf sales volume. And no doubt it helped some by the upcoming Father's Day and 4th of July grilling season. And the five-area formula sales volume was 244,000 head compared to 204,000 the previous week. And the five-area total cash steer and heifer volume was 116,000 head compared to 87,000 head the previous week. And the national cash sales this week included about 21,800 head of 15 to 30 day delivery cash sales, which was over double of last week. Now, looking at the prices, the weekly weighted average cash steer price for the five area region was $114.66, and that was $4.11 higher for the week. And the weighted average cash dress steer price for the five area region was $182.75, and that was $5.40 higher. And the five area weighted average formula price was $179.80, and that was $4.32 lower than the previous week. And the estimated weekly total FIS cattle harvest was 658,000 head, compared to 636,000 head the same week last year. And the current year-to-date total is about 422,000 head higher than last year. And the latest USDA meat production report for June 8th showed year-to-date we got 404 million pounds more beef this year than last year. And latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending May 26th was 848 pounds, and that was 2 pounds higher than the previous week, and that compared to 838 pounds the same week last year. And the choice select spread was $23.03 on Friday, compared to 22.73 the previous week, and a 30.92 spread last year. And last year the spread was high because the choice rib primal was $4.36 on Friday, and that compared to only $3.85 this year on Friday. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with CZ Cattle Market Analytics, LLC, in Amarillo, Texas.
That was Ed Serwin of the USDA Market News. The Crop Progress Report for the state was released on June 11th. Here's Mark Schlesinger of the USDA Illinois State Statistician.
This is Mark Schlesinger, state statistician for Illinois with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. Higher than normal temperatures continued to cross Illinois last week, while rainfall totals were variable around the state. The average rainfall was 1.17 inches last week, about 1/4 inch above normal. Northern parts of the state were 1 to 2 inches above average rainfall, while southern and western parts of Illinois were drier than average. There were 5.3 days suitable for field work around the state last week. Wheat harvest began last week, but is only 1% complete. That compares to 21% 1 year ago and 4% for the 5 year average. The condition of the wheat crop was rated 8% very poor to poor, 21% fair, and 71% good to excellent. Soybean planting inched forward to 96% finished, compared to 92% last year and 85% normally. The soybean crop was rated as 2% of acres in poor condition, 15% fair, and 83% in good to excellent condition, an improvement from 1 week ago. 95% of corn acres have emerged, and that is right on the 5 year average. The condition of the corn crop improved slightly from last week and is now 3% very poor to poor, 15% fair, and 82% good to excellent. This has been Mark Schlesinger from the Springfield, Illinois field office of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service.
Just a reminder that the Southwestern FFA will be hosting a Kitty Corner tonight and tomorrow at the Betsy Ann Picnic in Brighton. Come on out to enjoy some fish, burgoo, carnival rides, and the Kitty Corner. The Kitty Corner will be having face painting and a pie-in-the-face game. Greene County Fair starts off county fairs in the area this week on Friday with the FFA show. The fair runs through next Saturday, the 23rd. The Montgomery County Fair will start next Wednesday, the 20th, with the Sheep and Goat Show starting at 9 a.m. Thursday, starting at 9 a.m., the Beef Show will be held in the 4-H Park. Friday at 9 a.m., the Swine Show will be held in the 4-H Park. Be sure to mark these local events in your calendar and support your local agricultural associations. That's all the time we have on the Morning Farm Show today. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.